Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Russian occupation authorities in the Ukrainian city of Kherson are telling civilians to leave the city immediately. They're citing a tense military situation as Ukraine's forces advance in the region. The warning follows accusations from Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, that Russia is preparing to blow up a hydroelectric dam upstream from Kherson. China's ruling Communist Party wrapped up its twice-a-decade Congress today, taking steps that further elevate the status and power of leader Xi Jinping. Here's NPR's John Ruich reporting from Beijing.
The 20th Party Congress did two key things on Saturday before it came to an end. First, it approved a new central committee. That's the roughly 200 top officials in China. And there were some surprises on the list. It did not include the current premier, Li Keqiang, nor did it include one of the men rumored to be a potential successor to Li, Vice Premier Wang Yang. Analysts say neither are considered to be close to Xi Jinping, and having them both out is a win for Xi, who can stack the leadership with allies. The Congress also added wording to the party charter that cements Xi's role as the so-called core of the party, further enhancing his status and strength as leader. On Sunday, the new central committee will meet for the first time, and the country's top leaders will be announced. John Ruich, NPR News, Beijing.
In the UK, speculation is growing over whether former Prime Minister Boris Johnson will enter the race to replace Liz Truss. Johnson just stepped down in September, still faces an investigation by a parliamentary committee over claims he lied about lockdown parties. Dominic Raab served as deputy prime minister under Johnson, but he tells the BBC that does not mean he's backing Johnson.
I don't see how you can reconcile returning to frontline politics with that committee looming and hanging over and oral testimony being heard. If someone, by the way, on the other side thinks I've got this wrong or can explain it, they need to stand up and explain how you could reconcile those two things. We cannot go backwards. We cannot have another episode of the Groundhog Day of the soap opera of Partygate. We must get the country and the government moving forward.
A federal appeals court in St. Louis has temporarily blocked President Biden's student loan debt relief plan, NPR's Sequoia Carrillo reports.
President Biden's student debt relief plan is temporarily on hold as an appeals court reads up on the matter. The case, brought by six Republican-led states, was dismissed by a judge earlier this week. The plan, announced in August, would forgive up to $20,000 in student loans for qualifying borrowers. The application for the plan officially opened earlier this week. Before the Eighth Circuit's ruling, the administration had been set to start processing applications as soon as Sunday. The White House and Education Department assure that the application for debt relief is open and borrowers can still apply online. Sequoia Carrillo, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. The Texas Department of Public Safety has fired a state trooper in the ongoing fallout following the shooting at Uvalde's Robb Elementary School in May. Law enforcement has been criticized for waiting for more than an hour before confronting the gunman. NPR's Dave Mistich reports on the firing.
A spokesperson for the Texas Department of Public Safety confirmed that Sergeant Juan Maldonado was served termination papers Friday, but did not provide comment on his role in responding to the shooting that left 19 people dead. Seven Texas state troopers were put under internal investigation this summer after a report by lawmakers detailed how officers hesitated in their response to the shooting. Maldonado's firing is the latest dismissal related to the incident. Uvalde School District Chief of Police Pete Arredondo was removed in August. A former state trooper who was at the shooting and later was hired by the school district's police department was also let go after parents and community members protested. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Federal health authorities are reporting a surge in children hospitalized with a range of respiratory illnesses, including flu, RSV, and other common viruses. Dr. Frank Belmonte is the chief medical officer at Advocate Children's Hospital in Illinois. He says kids under 5 years old are the most affected age group.
This is our March of 2020. So this is the pediatric version of the beginning of the pandemic, and it has really taxed all of us for sure.
Experts say the surge could be attributed to the COVID-19 pandemic and that children were isolated and not exposed to respiratory viruses during the height of the pandemic. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.